How to start Warhammer 40,000 in 2026. Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. For two true beginners, buy the new 2026 starter set. It includes two complete combat patrol forces, terrain boards, rules, reference sheets, dice, rulers, and a guided handbook. Buy the introductory set only to test building, painting, and tiny scenarios. Buy Armageddon for miniature value only if you already have terrain or are deliberately splitting the armies. The difficult part of starting 40k is not the rules, it is buying at the wrong scale. Dax rebuilds the on-ramp around the July 2026 boxes, current 11th edition resources, and the recurring beginner questions. Which box is actually complete, which army will still feel good after 30 hours of painting, and what you need before the first model reaches the table. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What is Warhammer 40,000 and what are you actually signing up for? Warhammer 40,000 is a tabletop wargame and a creative hobby. You collect an army, build plastic miniatures, paint them, and play objective-based battles with dice and rulers. The fiction is gothic science fantasy. The practical experience is part model kit, part painting desk, part tactical game, and part local community. You do not need to love every pillar. Some people mostly paint. Some play combat patrol, some build terrain or read novels. The safest first purchase is the one that tests the pillar you care about most. If the models are the attraction, start tiny. If playing with a friend is the attraction, buy a box that includes two forces, terrain, and an actual teaching path. Why is July 2026 an unusually good time to start? The 11th edition is live, the core rules are available free, and the beginner range now separates three jobs clearly. The introductory set lets a curious newcomer build, paint, and play guided micro-scenarios. The starter set carries two people through to full combat patrol games with two forces and terrain. The getting started boxes serve someone who already wants space marines or orcs and needs paint plus a playable force. That timing advantage has one caveat: the release is fresh. Stock and Amazon listings are still uneven, and some faction books are moving through the edition transition. Use current faction downloads and the official app before buying an old codex because it happens to be discounted. Current edition check: do not buy a codex until you confirm it is the current book for your faction. Free faction downloads are the safer first week tool. How should you choose your first faction? Use the 40-hour test. Which models would you still enjoy painting after the novelty of the box art fades? Rules and tournament strength change, the silhouette, lore, and painting experience remain in your hands. Then check three practical traits. Model count: elite armies reach a painted force faster, hordes ask for repetition. Painting tolerance: armor panels forgive simple schemes while trim-heavy factions demand patience. Play pattern: some armies absorb mistakes, others reward exact positioning. Space Marines are the broadest tutorial ecosystem, Necrons are fast to paint, Orcs welcome expressive mess, and Custodes put fewer models between you and a finished force. None of those advantages beats genuinely wanting the army. Which Warhammer 40k starter box should you buy in 2026? Two beginners who want a real game, buy the 2026 starter set. It includes two complete combat patrol armies, 15 terrain pieces, boards, rules, guides, and play aids. Curious but uncommitted, buy the introductory set. Its 12 pushfit miniatures, 6 paints, scenery, mat, and guided scenarios are a controlled test. Already chose one faction, buy that faction's current combat patrol or the new Space Marine / Orc getting started box. Armageddon is not the default beginner box. It is superb miniature value and contains campaign and mission material, but it omits terrain and assumes you can bridge more of the rules and army structure gap yourself. It is best for existing hobbyists, committed split buyers, or new players with a store club providing terrain and help. Dax current beginner pick 2026 starter set for two players, current combat patrol for one chosen faction, introductory set for a low-risk test. Why the old recommendation changed: the dedicated 2026 starter set arrived after Armageddon and solves the launch box's missing terrain and missing teach problems. What tools and paints do you need for the first squad? You need fewer supplies than hobby videos imply. Flush cutters, a mold line scraper or hobby knife used carefully, plastic cement for multi-part kits, primer, one good size 2 brush, and a limited palette. Pushfit starter miniatures reduce the glue requirement but still benefit from cleaning the connection points. Paint one test model before batch painting the squad. Use a simple sequence: prime, block the main colors, add one wash, restore the raised color, then base. A coherent three-color army with clean bases reads better at game distance than one immaculate hero surrounded by gray sprues. Do not buy 50 paints to avoid choosing a scheme. Buy the colors your first 10 models need. How does the first game work without drowning in rules? Start with the guided scenarios or combat patrol, not a 2,000-point match game. The core rhythm is stable: command, movement, shooting, charge, and fight, with objectives deciding the winner. For game one, use fixed army lists and reference sheets, explain only the rule needed for the current decision, and leave advanced stratagem timing for later. Terrain is part of the rule system, not decoration. It controls sight lines, cover, movement, and whether shooting armies erase everything on turn one. That is why the terrain in the 2026 starter set matters so much. Play on the intended board size, use enough line of sight blocking pieces, and measure intent out loud. clean first game should teach movement and objectives before it tests memory. How do you improve without turning the hobby into homework? Finish a small force, play the same format several times, and change one thing after each game. Ask your opponent which decision mattered most. Photograph deployment and the end of round 2. Those two images reveal positioning mistakes better than an hour of vague memory. Be the player people invite back. State intent, confirm line of sight before rolling, keep dice readable, bring your current rules, and do not surprise a beginner with an optimized list. Local stores and clubs are the fastest rules engine because a patient opponent can correct a misconception in 10 seconds. Online advice is best used to answer a specific table problem, not to construct a perfect army before your first movement phase. Final verdict. Dax verdict, buy the box that gets you to the next repeatable game. For two beginners, that is the 2026 starter set because it includes two combat patrol forces, terrain boards, references, and a guided handbook. For one player who already chose a faction, it is that faction's current combat patrol. The introductory set is the best low-risk hobby test. Armageddon remains an outstanding miniature value box for split buyers and people who already have terrain, but it is no longer my default beginner classroom. Pick the army you want to paint, finish a small force, play objectives on a real terrain layout, and let the next purchase answer a problem you encountered at the table. Frequently asked questions. What is Warhammer 40,000? Warhammer 40,000 40K is Games Workshop's grimdark tabletop wargame set in a war-torn far future. You collect, build, and paint small plastic miniature armies, then fight tabletop battles against an opponent using dice, rulers, and rules. It's a modular hobby built on 5 pillars: collect, build, paint, play, and read lore, and you can enjoy any one of them on its own. Is 40K hard to learn? No, not at the basics, and 2026 is an unusually easy time to start. The game's skeleton is simple: 5 battle rounds, each turn running 5 phases, command, movement, shooting, charge, fight, in order. The core rules are free to read. The Combat Patrol Beginner mode hides the complicated list building, and because 11th edition just launched June 20, 2026, even veterans are relearning. Forum veterans note you can play for months before ever reading the full rulebook. How much does it cost to start 40K? A current single faction combat patrol varies by army. Add primer, clippers, glue where needed, and a focus paint palette rather than assuming the box price is the entire first budget. Has 11th edition actually launched? Yes. The 11th edition launched in June 2026, and its dedicated starter set, introductory set, and Space Marine / Orc Getting Started products followed into the July release window. Use current official downloads and the app because this is an active edition transition. What changed in 11th edition versus 10th? The biggest changes: a new detachment points DP economy. Each detachment costs 1 to 3 DP against a budget of -2 DP at 1000 PTS, -3 DP at 2000 PTS. Objectives now keyed to terrain footprints instead of standalone circles. Cover now giving the attacker 1 to hit instead of improving saves. One stratagem per unit per phase, no stacking. Streamlined melee, harder hitting battle shock, and easier concealment in terrain. But it's an evolution, most 10th edition knowledge still applies. Are my 10th edition models and books still legal? Yes, 10th edition codexes and faction rules remain legal at launch. Armies without an 11th edition codex simply use their 10th edition rules until their new book releases. Nothing you buy now is invalidated, existing books and recent campaign supplements stay playable. What's the best faction for beginners? Space Marines Adeptus Astartes are the default best beginner faction. Versatile all-rounders, durable, moderate model count, easy color schemes, and more tutorials than any other army. Also very beginner-friendly are Necrons, extremely fast to paint, Orcs forgiving brushwork, Tyranids, Astra Militarum, and Adeptus Custodes very few models. Above all, follow the rule of cool, pick the faction whose look and lore you love most. Which factions should beginners avoid at first? Ildari Eldar, Drukhari Dark Eldar, and Chaos Demons are commonly flagged as not beginner-friendly. They have high skill ceilings and fragile or unpredictable mechanics that punish positioning mistakes. Tau Adeptus Mechanicus, Sisters of Battle, and Leagues of Votan are rated moderate, playable but with specialized playstyles in smaller communities. Armageddon Box vs. Combat Patrol, which should I buy? For two brand new players, buy the 2026 starter set before either. It includes two complete combat patrol forces, terrain boards, and a guided handbook. Buy one current combat patrol when you already chose a faction and have an opponent or store terrain. Buy Armageddon when you want it. Space Marines and Orcs have terrain and value the extra miniatures, mission deck, campaign deck, and lore more than a self-contained teach. What's in the Armageddon launch box? 61 miniatures total, 23 Space Marines and 38 Orcs, the largest launch box count in 40K history, plus an 88-page core rules booklet, a 114-page hardcover Armageddon, Operation Imperator lorebook, the chapter-approved 2026-27 mission deck, the Dominatus narrative campaign deck, Armageddon datasheet cards, and a transfer sheet with 728 waterslide transfers. Do I have to paint my models? No, but most people grow to love it. The hobby is modular. Some players only build and paint and never game, others only game. Models do play better painted and most events expected eventually, but you can play with bare or primed models while you learn. Citadel Contrast or Army Painter Speedpaint. Get an army tabletop ready fast with minimal technique, and remember, there are no mistakes that cannot be fixed later. How long does a game of 40k take? It depends on format and familiarity. Combat Patrol uses fixed small forces and is the quickest official on-ramp. Allow roughly 60 to 90 minutes while both players are learning. A standard 2,000-point match play game usually takes several hours. New players should repeat the same small mission before adding army size, extra detachments, or tournament timing. Can I play 40k solo? The game is fundamentally designed for two players taking alternating turns over 5 battle rounds, so the standard experience needs an opponent, which is exactly why splitting a two-army box like Armageddon or the starter set with a friend is ideal. The lowest friction way to find opponents is a Warhammer store or local game store where staff run introductory games and clubs meet regularly. Where do I actually play 40k? Start at a friendly local game store, FLGS, an official Warhammer store, or a local club. These are where you'll find pickup games and people happy to teach you. From there, the competitive path runs up through match play events and tournaments, with the event calendar and standings tracked on best coast pairings and official events run at Warhammer World. What's the difference between Combat Patrol the Box and Combat Patrol the Game Mode? They share a name on purpose. A Combat Patrol box is a curated force for one faction. Combat Patrol is the official small game format that supplies fixed datasheets, missions, and balancing rules for those forces, allowing beginners to skip list building. Exact points are not the promise and can change across editions. The promise is a defined small army with its own supported way to play. How do I get better at 40k without becoming that guy? Play lots of games, take notes on what beat you, and ask opponents how they won, then climb the ladder from local store club games to one small local event before chasing majors tracked on best coast pairings. The unwritten code: communicate clearly, don't slow play, deliberately burning the clock is the most disliked behavior, and play smart, fair, balanced, and fluffy. The games you give are the games you get back. What basic tools and paints do I need to start? For building, sprue cutters, clippers, a hobby knife for scraping mold lines and plastic polystyrene cement. For painting, a spray primer mandatory, paint chips off bare plastic, a few base colors, shade washes like Nuln Oil and Agrax Earthshade, and a contrast paint or two for fast results. The Citadel Paints Plus Tools Set bundles 13 paints plus clippers, a mold line scraper, and a starter brush, a tidy all-in-one beginning.